1. The Waiting. 1. Two Brothers. 3 weeks before the war, I went to visit my brother Nehemiah in Jerusalem. He and I were born there. The city is our home. Major Eliezer Cheetah Cohen is a pilot and commander of Squadron 124, Israel's first and leading helicopter formation. Nehemiah was 24 years old then, a captain in the Sayeret Matkal, Israel's special forces. Along with Ehud Barak, the future prime minister, he was the most decorated soldier in the army. Nehemiah had been awarded 5 medals for valor, 1 medal of distinguished service, and 4 chief of staff citations. Nehemiah had been promoted from lieutenant 4 months earlier, transferred to the elite 35th Paratroop Brigade, and made a company commander. This was to give him experience commanding formations larger than the 12-man teams of the Special Forces. The date of our visit was May 15th, Independence Day. My wife, Ella, and I had gone with our children to the parade in West Jerusalem. Nehemiah phoned and invited us to come out to his command post for a visit. "It's safe," he said. "Bring the kids." Nehemiah's outpost was at Abu Tor, in the middle of no man's land. Abu Tor is the highest hill immediately south of the old city. The site controls access by road from Jordan and dominates the southern approach to Old Jerusalem. Nehemiah had about 50 paratroopers in posts along the armistice line, 4 or 5 in each. He had set up his headquarters in a beautiful old red stone villa, which had been abandoned for almost 20 years, since the fighting in 1948. All around the house were barbed wire, barricades, machine gun posts. Signs read, "Danger, mines." It was a gorgeous spot in the middle of a junkyard. Down the hill were posts and fortifications of the Arab Legion. These were King Hussein's elite troops, British-trained, wearing their famous red-and-white-checked kifayas. My kids were thrilled to see enemy soldiers so close. Nehemiah and I spent 2 hours together. We went up on the villa's high, flat roof. The site looked like any other field outpost occupied by young soldiers, sandbags and high-powered binoculars, cases of combat rations, bed rolls tucked into corners, a half-circle of rucksacks with weapons and helmets ready for action. You must understand that Nehemiah and I come from a very humble family. We grew up playing in alleys and side streets and on the stony hillsides of a city we could not claim as our own. Jerusalem was under British rule then. There was no Israel. We Jews had no country. When the state was founded in 1948, the Army of Jordan won the battle for Jerusalem. The Arab Legion drove our forces out of the old city, burned over 50 synagogues, killed every Jew they could find. Nehemiah and I understood this and hated it, even as boys. When we grew up, we became soldiers and officers. We ceased talking like angry children and began planning like military professionals. Nehemiah is a paratrooper. I am a pilot. It's up to us. We have to do the job. This is how we saw the situation, Nehemiah and I, on the roof of the villa above no man's land. We both knew that war was coming. "Does it frustrate you, brother," I asked, "to be stuck here in Jerusalem when the fighting will surely be in Sinai or Syria?" Our understanding in that moment was that war would not come to the holy city. Jordan wouldn't risk attacking Israel. She might lose, and Israel could not make the first move. The outside world would never let her. From our rooftop, my brother and I could see the poplar grove above the western wall, our people's most sacred site. So close, it seemed we could almost touch it, yet cut off from us by barbed wire and minefields and the combat posts of the Arab Legion. "Look there, brother," I said. "I can spit and reach Mount Moriah, where Abraham bound Isaac. There you see David's tower and what is left of the Jewish quarter, the old city. All this is ours. What is stopping us from taking it, Ahuya?" I employed the Arabic word for brother, which we all used in our family. "Are we waiting for the United Nations or the world powers to give us permission? The Jordanians don't hold the old city by ancient right. It was never part of their country. They seized it by force in 1948. I asked Nehemiah what he thought the Americans would do in our place. Would their army